everybody. Welcome on into Friday, August 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Please do not send me any links to stories or videos. I cannot watch them during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon, any day, Monday through Friday, even on the weekends. I'm always working. I'm always available. You can reach me anytime. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We've got a great one lined up for you. History lesson in our second hour with Pastor Chatfield. We're also going to be talking about Lansing and the presidential race. We've got a lot of other stories connected to the current events of the day. Little disappointed in my Tigers last night. They lost 3-0 yesterday afternoon, actually. I recorded it and watched it last night. Could not hit off of this pitcher. Man, he was unbelievable. Shut out the Tigers. They had won 6 games in a row, only 4.5 games out of the wild card spot and making it into the playoffs. But they lost last night. And I'm excited because Casey Mize is coming back today from his injury. He had a hamstring injury in his leg. He's coming back and going to be hosting and pitching against first place in the American League East, New York Yankees. The Yankees are coming to town. Judge, again, leading Major League Baseball in home runs. We'll see how Casey Mize does in his first game back from his injury and see if they can have a fireworks Friday. See if they can absolutely celebrate beating the Yankees and gaining in the standings, hopefully getting closer and closer to making that last wild card playoff spot. So love my Tigers. Absolutely love them and excited about the direction the young team is going. Eight players on the roster, many of them in the starting lineup, are under 25 years of age. 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds. Man, these kids are playing some exciting baseball. If you haven't checked it out lately, you might want to do it because they are absolutely on fire. They're excited about winning. And you could see it in their faces last night. That final out, when they lost 3-0, they were ticked off. They fully expected to win that game, and they just could not hit that starting pitcher, couldn't get past the relievers. Torkelson came up in the bottom of the eighth inning with bases loaded, 2 outs, and they called in their fireballer. This guy, 103, 104 miles an hour. His changeup was 94 miles an hour, which is most guys' fastballs. His changeup was 10 miles an hour slower than his fastball. And, of course, Torkelson struck out, slammed his bat down, slammed his helmet down, because with one swing of the bat, if he would have connected with one of those fastballs, it would have been a grand slam in the bottom of the eighth. Then Foley would have come in and closed it, and they would have won the game. But Torkelson struck out. Wasn't meant to be, boys. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow, Saturday, is the celebration at Comerica Park. 1984 Tigers, World Series champions, 40 years ago this year. The year Vicky and I were married. Going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Mike Rogers and his wife, Christy, will be in Boyne City tomorrow at noon at Veterans Park. If you'd like the flyer, text me Rogers and I'll send it to you. They are going to have Trump Vance yard signs. Absolutely free. You don't have to pay for them. You don't have to buy them. So if you're interested, text me Rogers, and I'll send you the flyer. It has the information on it, and we'll see you there. Vicky and I will be there. We're excited. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is in the process of building a new state-of-the-art warehouse. I spoke to him yesterday afternoon. They're hoping it now looks like the third week in September. So the summer sale is still going on. He wants to get rid of all the old inventory in the old warehouse. I mean, it's brand new inventory, but it's in the old warehouse at 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. Very simple. You go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. I highly recommend the new MyPillow 2.0s. They are fantastic. Vicky and I sleep on them every single night. Giza Dream Sheets. Keeps you cool, soft, unbelievable sheets. Love them, love them, love them. Even better is the towels. These towels are so absorbent. They're unbelievably thick, soft cotton. They are fantastic. And, of course, get yourself a new pair of slippers. Heading into fall, winter, you definitely want to have a new pair of slippers. Put them in the shopping cart. Go to checkout. See how much money you're spending. Then apply the promo code, type it in, Trucker Randy, one word, no space, and then hit apply. and you'll see how much your discount is. If you spend more than $100, you get free shipping. Absolutely love it. If you want the link or the toll-free number, because you can't do it on the computer, you can't do it on your phone. Some people say, Randy, you know, dude, I don't have a computer. Not a problem. All you have to do is send me a text message. If you send me a text message, I will send you the information, the promo code, all of it, and I'll give you the 800 number to reach a Trucker Randy operator at MyPillow. By calling this number, they'll already have the promo code pulled up for you on their screen, and you'll be able to get the discount. They'll tell you the price of retail. They'll tell you how much you're paying, how much savings you get. You can do it by calling 800-654-9659. 800-654-9659. Or text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the information. The Patriot Voice Radio Network is halfway restored as we speak. Right now, the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, is back up. The podcast lists are there. The TuneIn app is working. Simple Radio and the website for the radio station, WCHY.us, isn't back up yet, because I want to thank Devin Lawrence, our engineer. He pulled an all-nighter on Wednesday to get the computer for the show's website and TuneIn app back up and running. He came down last night, got here about 8:30. I don't even know what time he went to bed, because we were already in bed sleeping. He's downstairs sleeping right now. As soon as we get done with the show at noon, we're driving up to Sheboygan to the transmitter site, and he's going to be installing a new computer out there for the streaming for the Simple Radio app, as well as the website, WCHY.us. We'll be fully restored by about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I want to thank Devin Lawrence for doing that for us. Greatly appreciate you guys listening on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One thing that we're very excited about is the Labor Day show that's coming this Monday. This Labor Day show, Jerry Stewart, For the Love of Labor. I will not be on the radio on Monday. It'll be a special Labor Day edition. This is a great show, folks. I think you're going to greatly appreciate it. Check it out. Now, one other show that you may not know about that I want to make sure you're aware of is Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8, The Flatline. Rick Hughes Ministries out of Alabama comes on and does a show every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 that will absolutely change your life. It's called The Flatline, F-L-O-T, Flatline. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. So if you're used to getting up at 6:30, 7 o'clock for work every day, your biological clock is set, you get up on Sunday mornings even, no problem, check it out, 7:30 to 8, Rick Hughes' Flatline. One of the stories that caught my eye in prepping for today's show is I always watch Lansing. I always check to see what's going on in Lansing. My go-to source, Lansing State Journal, Gongware News Service, MLive, MERS News Service, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press. I look at all these different news agencies to see what's going on. Well, one thing that was very interesting, Donald Trump back in Michigan. J.D. Vance here earlier in the week, he was in Big Rapids out there at Lori Brock's horse farm talking about China trying to get into Michigan via the Goshen plant. Well, guess what? Guess what? Donald Trump in Potterville, in speaking to a crowd, announced a promise for free in vitro fertilization as part of his pro-family agenda during a campaign stop at a Potterville steel plant. Trump said that free IVF treatments would be paid for either through government dollars or through the mandated insurance coverage known as Obamacare. He also promised that new parents would be able to deduct major expenses from their income taxes. To put it nicely, Trump said, we want more babies. You can't get any more basic than that, folks. Common sense, speaking at an eighth grade level, we want more babies. America needs more babies. During the speech, which started roughly about 2 hours late, Trump spoke against renewable energy and electric vehicle mandates, claiming that the programs would take money and jobs away from Michigan's historic automotive industry. At another point in the speech, he encouraged the few hundred people in attendance to turn around and boo the media in the back of the room. The topic of electric vehicles in particular has absolutely taken over the Democrat Party, and this is not good for America. Following Donald Trump, Republican U.S. Senate nominee Mike Rogers claimed that the Chinese automotive companies that are producing electric vehicles is part of the Democrat leadership's agenda, and this will cost American jobs. Rogers said, well, in November, we're going to stop EVs, Rogers said. We're going to stop the exporting of manufacturing to China. We will have your back in talking to the largely steel workers that were attending the event. Congressional candidate Tom Barrett and U.S. Representative Lisa McClain also introduced and endorsed Trump on stage. Barrett, of course, is running for the seat previously held by Elisa Slotkin. I believe Tom Barrett's going to win this seat. Additionally, Trump, who was recently endorsed by Tesla CEO Elon Musk, said that he is not 100% against electric vehicle production, but he's against the government funding, the tax credits, and mandates for them. Kamala Harris wants to outlaw your car and truck and to force you to buy electric vehicles, whether you like it or not. Here's what we know about Comrade Kamala Harris. She just doesn't care about the American people, especially hardworking people who are the middle class and make up most of America. Trump also criticized the government money invested in renewable energies, solar farms, wind turbines should not be funded with government money. If the private sector, mostly the utility companies, want to invest in those forms of energy, then they should take it out of their own corporate funds, not from the taxpayers. And I can also tell you this. When I'm back president of the United States on day one, it will be drill, baby, drill. In addition, I will be contacting Canada and the oil companies in opening back up the pipelines. This is absolutely critical for the supply of oil in America, where we can become once again an exporter of energy, not an importer. In closing out his speech, Trump criticized Harris for the lack of border security under the Biden-Harris administration. While being the border czar, we have had a complete collapse of our southern border. Millions and millions of illegals have come into our country. On day one, I have a very simple message for them. Pack your bags, you're going home. Inflation, the job market, this is all priority ones for Donald Trump. Well, ahead of Trump's visit, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was joined by Lansing Mayor, Communist Andy Shore, and the UAW Local 900 President, Dwayne Walker, to talk about how Trump's second administration would not be pro-worker or pro-union. Excuse me. I have a very simple question for you guys. Which convention between the Republican National Convention and the Democrat National Convention, which one of them had the president of the AFL-CIO labor union speak at their convention? Who was it? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't AFL-CIO. I believe he was Teamsters president. The union president speaking at a national convention. Which party was it? That's right. Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. Brian Pannenbaker, Auto Workers for Trump, right here in Michigan, Macomb County, Michigan, the heart and soul of Reagan Democrats. They're voting for Trump. Donald Trump is talking about these electric vehicle mandates are going to end up costing and hurting the UAW workers. Whitmer said she thinks she hears most from Michiganders is what they want is good paying jobs, lower costs for groceries, housing, health care, and child care. She said she really questions what Trump would do or have to say about these things. I can tell you, Gretchen, he's going to do exactly the opposite of what Biden-Harris has been doing for the last 3.5 years. That's what he's going to do. Bottom of the hour news for hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido will not press charges after an investigation into allegations that four individuals attempted to cast two ballots during the August 6th primary. In a brief statement Thursday, the Republican prosecutor said there was no probable cause to indicate a crime had occurred, and he said the appropriate mechanisms functioned as intended to detect the issue, adding St. Clair Shores election officials quickly identified the issue, preserved the records for review, and reported it promptly. This demonstrates, he said, that election safeguards are effective and maintain overall integrity. Police also indicated there was no malicious or criminal intent displayed by any of the voters. A new dorm with an interesting view at Ferris State. Jim Lehocky has the story.
Ferris State University.